This is an oral history interview with Mr. Lloyd Garner conducted by Angela Miller on March 2nd, 1995 at 228 Boozer Drive, Jacksonville, Alabama. The subject of the interview is Mr. Garner's personal experience in World War II. Where were you born?
I was born in Rock Mart, Georgia, on December 27, 1924.
What is the highest level of education that you have?
I finished high school and 3 years of college work while on active duty with the United States Army. Also, I completed and graduated from the Air Force Non-Commissioned Officer Academy and have several certificates and diplomas from Fire Officer School and firefighting and aircraft and structural and missile fire protection and education.
What was and is your occupation?
I am a retired member of the United States Air Force. I spent 22 years in the fire service in the Air Force, and I spent 6.5 years as the Assistant State Fire Marshal, State of Georgia. I spent 3 years as the Executive Director of the Georgia State Firemen's Association, and 3 years in the Cobb County Fire Department, which I retired from in 1978.
How did your religion fit into your experience in World War II?
I have been a Christian since I was 16 years old, and I have let the Lord lead me in all areas of my life, and through crisis as well as in good times. So I depend upon the Lord for my daily life and all aspects.
Why did you choose the Air Force as a career?
I spent 22 months in infantry during World War II. And this carried me all the way to Japan with the occupational forces. And once I returned home from the Army and was discharged, I was interviewed by an Air Force recruiter. And as a young lad of 22 years old, I felt like I could get my education and have a career in that employment was very scarce during that time for many veterans coming back home. So this is why I chose the Air Force for my career, and I accomplished what I felt like I could do in the service.
What did the war have to do with that decision, if anything?
I think the war affected all of us. I came from a farm background. Most of the people in that area were farmers, and I went from there into the service. And then I found that many of the people that were farmers, when they went into the industry, to help with the war effort, that many of them returned to farms. And I saw many, many changes from the rural life to the in-city dwelling. And I guess I got caught up in that with everyone else, and that's where the action was, and that's the way I went.
How was your family affected by your being away from you?
I come from a very close-knit Christian family, and of course, anytime one was away from home, and I was the first one to ever leave to go great distances and during a real war, and I was afraid. I did not know whether I'd ever get back home or not. Of course, my family, my church, my community were praying for me, but it was just a sad time to see so many of us young men to leave a real given area, a little town that I was raised in for one time. So it had a real traumatic bearing on all of our lives.
Were you a part of any highly publicized battle? And if so, what part did you play in?
I was in the Philippines on a liberty ship waiting to take part of the invasion. We received information that the atomic bomb had been dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Hiroshima, which ended the war. I was with the first occupation troops to occupy the Honshu Island of Japan, and I guess it was not an invasion, but it was the occupation that I remember most of all. It wasn't the small amount of combat that I was in, but it was the great job of occupying a nation that had declared war on the United States. We did not know what was going to face. We didn't know the past we were to be confronted with. We just didn't know what was going to happen when we were the first ones to occupy the main island where the major remaining forces of Japan Army, Air Force, and their troops and supplies were. So I guess this is the most dramatic part of my World War II action.
How did that particular battle or incident affect the final outcome of World War II?
Well, World War II, as most people know, the reading history, that the Japanese invaded or bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. At the same time, the ambassador from Japan was telling our ambassador that they were not. And the way that they made that speech attack and the effect it had on the American and the free world worldwide, and know that they were, well, we call it sticky. We did not know what we were going to be involved in by moving into Kobe, in the harbor of Kobe. We did not know where it was going to be fired upon, or where they had it mined, or where they had forces waiting for us to come ashore. It was real, and we had to do this at night, so we really didn't know what to do. But this was a real frightening experience, especially for 22-year-old and young men that had never been to a foreign country, and especially the mainland of the country that invaded the United States.
What was the purpose, in your opinion, of fighting World War II?
Simply because a nation invaded America, and as an American fighting soldier, we were sworn to protect the Constitution and the liberty of the United States. So primarily, we were ready to fight. The American people were ready to fight. People back home, I worked in shipyards for 2 years before I entered the service, building ships, preparing materials where we could respond to this attack on the United States. It was deliberate, it was unnecessary, and we were really fighting mad to protect our lives as Americans.
How does that compare with what the politicians were saying concerning the war?
At that particular time, we didn't hear too much about politics back home. We had no direct radio or other type of communication. We would receive the Army Times and maybe some other tidbits about what was going on back home, but we were mostly occupied in survival and to occupy the main island where General MacArthur, as the Supreme Commander, could occupy this country after we defeated them. Then reestablish ourselves as the ultimate victors of this war, and then to try to take care of their needs over there during the occupation.
Was the country in general in support of what was happening?
You're speaking of the United States? Yes, ma'am. The American people were fully supporting this because I had an opportunity to work in the workforce back home by building the war materials and other necessary equipment needed to supply the troops and other Allied forces with what was needed to combat the Germans and the Japanese almost simultaneously, and a few more countries that were behind the Hitler movement. So, yes, the American people were behind this because we were threatened. The American people were threatened. They knew that. So they all were very much involved in winning this war.
How do you think World War II changed our world?
I think lifestyle is the largest thing. I saw what happened. Mostly we were a rural nation, not too many real big cities. But after we had to build up and most of the people again went into the cities where the industry was, building the war equipment and supporting war efforts, I saw us turn from probably many rural and farm agricultural areas into a giant industrial area. Then after the war, instead of the people going back that stayed there, because the Baptists changed their assembly line from war equipment to industrial type of equipment and other type of machinery that we could just keep building the industrial part of our nation.
As a senior citizen, how do you view my generation's attitude toward the military and the more recent conflict in Houston?
Well, I was on active duty during World War II, the Korean conflict, and the Vietnam War, and I was on active duty in the Bay of Pigs in Houston. In all wars other than World War II, there was more political than it was necessity of maintaining security and protecting our country. And the American people are smart enough to know when it's political war or anything political other than what is really needed by the people of policy. So other than World War II, all the time I was on active duty since I've been retired, these other conflicts like Desert Storm and Haiti and what's going on in Somalia and some of the other nations and the Berlin Wall is just fell. I had an opportunity to go to East Berlin and West Berlin while the wall was still there. In fact, about 2 years before the war came down, I was in West Berlin and I went to checkpoint Charlie over into East Berlin. And it's tremendous of what the politicians feel like is best for people. And now I feel like the politically, hopelessly motivated, so involved in politics that it's lost that good judgment of what is really best for people.
How do you view the government's decision to downsize our military at this point in history?
Very dangerous and very concerning. I have several news articles that I get from the commander of the Air Force to retire. At the present time, the Air Force is in dire need of more of B-2 and B-52 aircraft. We have downsized so fast, and we still have so many threats to the United States that I am so afraid that we are going to have a problem, and so many problems on different fronts that we will not be able to protect us. This really frightens me. After 22 years in the military, in a real war, and on active duty during other confrontations we've had with other countries, and seeing the need, the immediate need for trained people and the latest equipment, and people knowing how to use them and to be deployed at the right time and numbers to take care of protecting this country. I just don't feel like that we have that capability at this time.
Back to the question about your family, can you imagine?